Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. Of course, where am I, Mo? Macaulay?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, nothing much. You know the deal, folks. Know the number. Feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. We're going to lead off with a little Knicks. Talk about this brutal loss to the Heat. Then we're going to follow it up with a little baseball. As, you know, we're early in the baseball season, we'll talk about how the Mets did this week and also the Yankees as they play later on tonight. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk a little NHL for those, you know, hockey fans out there. We're opening it up. You know, this is, you know, for the Stanley Cup playoffs. We're going to talk about that also a little bit. And lastly, as usual, we're going to talk about sports entertainment and the impact, you know, between Brock Lesnar versus Cena, what went down this week.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, the phone lines are always open for any contributions. And without further ado, let's talk about the Knicks, unfortunately.
Yep, very tough loss today.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I was flicking back and forth with between that and the Mets game. But, of course, the final score was 93-85 Heat. The big three, LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and, of course, Dwayne Wade, yeah, they all combined for 79 points. And practically pretty much the only bright spot for the Knicks is that Carmelo Anthony is still scoring, and he added 42 points here.
Yeah, Carmelo Anthony did his best to carry us today. We didn't get that much scoring from some of the other guys.
Except for J.R. Smith, who scored 16. Other than that, we pretty much got nothing out of everybody else offensively.
Yeah, it was not much scoring from the other guys. Landry Field was quiet today. Other than that, I mean, we need a second scorer on this team because Carmelo Anthony can't score 30 to 40 points every night.
You're right about that, especially with Amari out with the back injury. He's rehabbing, trying to come back for, I think, the second round of the playoffs if we do make it, to the playoffs and into the second round.
Right.
And Shumpert, he looked like he was starting to emerge as that second option for them, but unfortunately he only scored 3 points.
He did play some good defense on Dwayne Wade today. But down the stretch, I mean, Dwayne Wade and LeBron, it's like they couldn't be stopped. So
yeah,
they hit some close shots in the fourth quarter.
Yep. Tonight, the Miami Heat got their money's worth. The big three actually, came through.
Yeah.
And they pretty much dominated us the whole game.
Yeah, they rebound. It looks like they grabbed a lot of offensive rebounds today.
Yeah, they. Yeah, man, they just completely dominated us on practically every aspect of the game, including the W. Which is the most important.
And right now it looks like if the playoffs started, we would be playing them.
Yep. And, before that, we had a big win against the Bucks earlier this week, which made us tied with, 76ers and... I think that was the same day when 76ers lost to the Nets.
Yeah, I think that was the same day.
Yeah, so up until today, I mean, they were playing pretty well, and the Knicks' 9-game home winning streak is snapped. So, the Knicks have been playing well. I mean, I know it's just one game. It was, a playoff preview, potentially, but unfortunately, Knicks couldn't, win this game. And like you said, Carmelo, he tried to carry us offensively. But, in NBA, man, you need at least two good scorers to, help you win a game.
Exactly. And every night he's not going to be doing that. We need someone else to step up.
Yeah. And another thing about Carmelo, ever since Mike Woodson took over, I mean, he's been – even though he's still scoring, I mean, he's actually, he's really looking to distribute the ball.
Yeah.
With Amari out, he played a little power forward. So he's grabbing, the rebounds. He had 9 today. So he's definitely, he's definitely living up to his end of the bargain the trade.
Definitely.
So hopefully, they'll bounce back from this loss. And, we keep this Knicks playoff train rolling.
Yeah, I mean, they have 6 more games to go, so, the season is winding down here.
Yep. So we'll just hopefully keep our fingers crossed, that they continue to play well. And, Bucks and 76ers and and especially the teams ahead of us, like Celtics. And Orlando, who's losing Dwight Howard, who's out with a back injury. Hopefully those teams keep losing and we just climb our way up. But realistically, we're going to be a 7 or 8 seed.
Yeah, I'm right now they're in the 8th seed with the loss today. But I don't see them. They're going to make the playoffs, I think.
I'm pretty sure about that, too. I mean, the East isn't – the East isn't really that scary. I mean – other than Chicago, but then again, Rose is hurt, and Heat, even though they have the talented big three, especially Wade and LeBron, You know, they especially LeBron, he's had some, ever since he's been a Heat last year, you know, he's had some, you know, moments where, you know, he hasn't been clutch, but,
yeah.
I mean, hey, you know, he's in the playoffs, so he has a chance to right the ship of last year and his, you know, non, you know, winning championships thus far in his career, so still early in his career.
If the playoffs started today, we would be playing Boston.
Yep.
Not Boston, I mean...
Oh, no, not Boston, Heat. Right.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, since we're in eighth, it'll be Chicago, I'm sorry.
Right, Chicago. Chicago, right. Yeah, we're yeah, exactly, because Chicago's won, right.
Yeah.
But,
it'll be Chicago or Heat, depending on whether we get a 7 or 8 spot.
Yeah, so, you know, bring them on. You know, we're ready for them. We will, you know, continue to play defense. Oh, speaking of defense, Tyson Chandler says he really wants to win the Defensive Player of the Year, and if you ask me, I mean, he should win it. I mean, not just because I'm a Knicks fan, but this guy, I mean, with him, you know, coming to the team and Mike Woodson preaching defense, I mean, throughout this whole year, for the most part, you know, they've actually been playing defense. They're ranked fourth overall coming into today's game. So
yeah,
I definitely think, and before that, they were like, you know, in the 20s, they were practically in last place in defense for the last, you know, Lord knows how many years they've been, you know, among the worst in defense. So,
yeah, I think he should. I think Chandler should win it too. I mean, he's definitely inspired the rest of the guys on the team to play defense.
Yeah, but you know what I'm afraid of? You know how sports, you know, they like to reward guys who keep winning, who you know, superstar players, you know, for what they've done. Kind of like a lifetime achievement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just hope they don't give it to Dwight Howard again, because this year, not only in the you know, the matchups between against each other, you know, against Dwight Howard. I mean, Chandler's been playing defense all year round.
Yeah.
Racking up double doubles. I mean, providing leadership, blocking shots. I mean, this guy is the true legit post presence we had since Ewing left.
Yeah, I think he should win it. I think he should definitely win it.
He definitely gets my vote, no doubt about that. But I guess we're moving from more depressing news, sports news for me, and moving on to my Mets. Mets fell to the Phillies 8-2. Mets are now 6-3. The Phillies improve 4-5. And, you know, to give Mets credit, I mean, ever since David Wright's return, they've been playing a lot better. I mean, they started off 3-0 against the Braves. They're going to face some this week coming up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Monday or Tuesday, I can't remember which day they're going to face them. But they're going to Atlanta. So, yeah, they swept the Braves in Citi Field. Then they lost I think it was 3 to the Nationals. Yeah, it was Nationals.
Oh.
And then now they lost. They won 2 out of 3. They were going for the sweep with Mike Pelfrey on the mound. And Pelfrey, to his credit, he's pitched well. I mean, he's had some shaky first innings, but these first two starts. But you know, I give the guy credit. He's bounced back. He pitched two. Pretty good games so far this year. So, and another thing, the Mets have been, you know, providing the long ball this year. Three days in a row, the Mets homered in the first inning. Ike Davis hit a two-run home run today, but unfortunately it wasn't enough. Saturday, David Wright came back from the wrist injury. First pitch he saw of the game, knocked it out of the park. And I think it was Duda who homered also that day. And on Friday against Cliff Lee, Jason Bay finally hit his first home run, I believe, of the season against Cliff Lee in the first inning. So they've been actually playing a lot better. They've been surprising people.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they had a really horrible loss today I mean, the bullpen was horrible. I mean, the starting pitching and the bullpen has been great up until today. The bullpen, I mean, really blew the game. I mean, starting with Ramirez, Batista, I mean, man, it was an ugly game. 8-2 final. They brought out. Look, it showed you how desperate the Phillies were. They were beating them at 8-2. It was a close game all the way up into the, trying to remember what inning. The bottom eight.
Mm-hmm.
The seventh, the Phillies finally took the lead again. Because we were leading 2-0, then it was 2-1. And then afterwards, in the seventh, they took the lead. I don't remember what happened. I can't remember what happened. But in the bottom eighth, man, they just broke the game open, with highlighted by bases loaded walks and ugly plays. I mean, they just really dominated the Mets, like it was 2007 or something. The second half of 2007, it was ridiculous. But it's one game. Mets still won the series, two out of three, and you know, Mets is still keeping, you know, you got to keep that momentum. But most importantly, they got to bounce back and. Another huge test, because Mets have been playing their division this whole season so far, and they're in the House of Horrors, that is Turner Field in Atlanta.
Yeah,
so that's another big test.
Yeah.
I mean, Mets probably won like four games out of all those games they played over there since '97. So a horrible place to, you know, try to bounce back, but. Gotta believe.
Yeah, you know, the Mets have been playing good so far. They're, you know, half a game behind the Nationals, and the Nationals, man, they've been playing really good this
year. They're not your father's old school Nationals. These Nationals are, you know, they're tough outs now. I mean, they're not playing anymore. They don't want to be in last place anymore.
And they have a good pitching set. They have
Strasburg,
Jackson.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who else. Lannon.
Yeah.
Who else is on that staff? Dirtweiler. I mean, they got a good young team now.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, and plus they got that guy who was the catching prospect, who's, I think they moved him to position. It's a different position. I'm trying to remember his name.
Okay.
I can't remember his name for some reason.
Yeah. Well, let's see if they keep it up. I mean, they've been playing good.
Yeah, they've definitely been playing good, you know. And they signed Zimmerman to a contract extension. So, you know, it shows that the Washington Nationals under Davey Johnson, the former Met manager who piloted the '86 World Champion Mets.
Yeah,
he got them. You know. Their heads right, you know. They're not going to be an easy out anymore.
Yeah, definitely. They're playing good, and they're leading the division right now.
Yep.
NL East.
Yeah, but another team that's surprising, you know, baseball in the negative direction is the Miami Marlins. I mean, they're like, I think, 3-5.
Yeah, there's been a lot of controversy with them so far.
Yeah, Reyes hasn't even been hitting well either. And I think he's hitting like 220-something. And today, Omar Infante hit his first home run at the new stadium, because the stadium is like huge. You could hardly hit a home run over there. But, back to what you were alluding. The huge story about the Marlins, like you were alluding to, was, of course, manager Ozzie Guillen having some controversial statements about him saying that he respects Fidel Castro and how he was able to stay in power for like 50 years. I mean, to paraphrase, I didn't see the article, but that's pretty much what he said. And obviously, as you would expect, you know, the Marlins fans, you know, you know, especially the ones from Cuba, you know, Cuban descent, and the ones who, you know, literally left Cuba, you know, to escape Castro's, you know, dictatorship over there. You know, it really opened up a, you know, a huge wound, you know,
mm-hmm.
in your heart.
Yep.
After hearing that.
Yeah, I mean, Guillen should have been smart. I mean, there's a lot of Latin people in Miami, and I mean, if you're gonna say something like that, you should know that that's gonna upset the Latin community over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
But as again, you know, he's known for having a big mouth, so.
Yeah, but this time he's like you said, he's known to, you know, put his foot in his mouth, but this time he put his whole body in his mouth. I mean, he,
mm-hmm.
you know, he just, yeah, that was a big no-no. But to his credit, I mean, he did have a press conference to, you know, try to defuse the situation. And as he quoted, at least he reportedly said, you know, so people could see how serious he was. They were in Philadelphia at the time.
Mm-hmm, yep.
He had to take a plane to fly back to Miami so he could have the press conference, and he has a 5-game suspension because of, you know, obviously what he said.
Yep.
And as you would expect, there's some groups in Miami, you know, who pretty much want him to be fired for what he's
been protesting.
Yeah, and Miami, I mean, you know, the Marlins, you know, rarely have fans to begin with, so they don't need another reason for the fans in Miami not to come out to their stadium.
Yep, exactly.
So it seems like the only time people in Miami come out to an event, it has to be WrestleMania or something. Because people don't care about their new stadium. And Lance Berkman, the former Astro and the former Yankee and current Cardinal, he was saying that, you know, I think he was saying like it was a joke or something. He doesn't like the new Miami Marlins Park.
Yeah, I mean, the whole organization is, you know, no one takes them seriously.
Oh, yeah, and another thing, I mean, they had this huge offseason where, obviously, you know, highlighted by them stealing Jose Reyes from the Mets, you know, by paying them $106 million.
Yeah.
And also they signed Heath Bell, but Heath Bell's been horrible. He defected from the Padres. And Mark Burley, actually, you know, he's probably the only acquisition that's actually performing well from this from the offseason.
Yeah, they signed a lot of free agents this offseason and made a lot of moves. But right now, it doesn't look like they're working out.
Oh, yeah. And you know the Marlins, like every 2 years when they have a good team, they trade away their players. So it might even happen even earlier.
Yep.
So, that's going to be a major situation going down in Miami. They're going to try to right the ship with all that huge salary they have over there. All those those three players alone.
And watch this ship sink just like the Titanic did.
Yeah. Which ironically, it is the 100th anniversary of it. I think a couple of days ago was the official anniversary, but I digress. I guess we'll shift gears to the Yankees. Yankees had their home opener. They started off, they got swept to start this season, but then they won, four straight?
Yep, four in a row.
Before they lost to the Angels on Saturday, where they lost 7-1. And Hughes didn't have it today, that's for sure. But they have a chance at redemption later tonight.
Yeah, tonight they play the rubber game on ESPN. They're gonna have Nova on the mound. I don't know who's gonna be pitching for the Angels, but I hope the Yankees could whoop his ass, whoever's pitching for them. And, yeah, they look to take the series, and they win tonight. They'll be 5-5 after starting 0-3. So, you know, they've been playing good recently. You know, they didn't start the season off so well, but they've been playing good recently. And they'd be 5-5 after tonight if they win, and they'd be right there in the division, you know. Tampa, they've slightly fell down on the division after getting swept by the Red Sox this weekend. So,
right. Yeah, they started horrible as well. I mean, what was I gonna say? I lost my train of thought.
The Red Sox have been running runs. Yeah.
Right. But it looks like they won today, but they started off horribly also.
Yeah, they've been playing good as well lately, Red Sox, you know, so. Big game for the Yankees tonight.
Oh, yeah, definitely. A major game. Oh, no doubt about that. They're going against Williams. I don't know which Williams that is. Name escapes me. I don't think I know who this guy is.
Like I said, it's just pound them.
Jerome Williams.
Pound him tonight. Nova's on the mound. He's 1-0, like
and,
a 2.5 ERA.
And what was I going to say? Congratulations to Alex Rodriguez. He hit on Saturday. He hit he's fifth all time. He hit his 631st home run, which ties him with Ken Griffey Jr., I believe.
Yeah. He's moving up on the home run list.
Yeah. It's all Hall of Famers pretty much up to this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, isn't Mark McGwire ahead of him, I think?
Not sure.
Isn't Mark McGwire like 560 or something like that?
Possibly, yeah. Possibly.
But yeah, but other than that, I mean, you know, that's, you know, rarefied air right there where he's going.
Yeah.
Iconic names he's passing. As he cements his place in baseball history. But then again, it's tainted by his steroid juice. So,
yeah.
Congratulations to him, you know, reaching that milestone. But, yeah, let's shift gears quickly to a little NHL. Rangers won the first game 4-2 in the, you know, the Stanley Cup playoffs opening round, divisional round. So yesterday they had a chance to go up 2-0, but unfortunately they lost in overtime. And in the game they were leading 1-0, I believe, up until that point, and I think it was Delzato. He accidentally scored inside the Rangers net.
Yeah.
So the game went to overtime, and you know, the Predators, you know, beat them to tie the series. So, you know,
got to go back to Washington now.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll win these other games to, you know, advance. At least three more games to advance into the, you know, to the next round of the playoffs. But I guess we'll wait and see.
Yeah, they're better. They're the number one seed. So.
Yeah, definitely. Here's some other NHL scores. The Flyers beat the Steelers. Not the Steelers. Why am I saying the Steelers? Pittsburgh Penguins. 8-4. Detroit falls to Nashville. And St. Louis Blues beat San Jose Sharks. But let's move on lastly to WWE. Nothing really much major happened in WWE this week, except for what happened to open up the show.
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar. Cena, you know, pretty much slapped Brock Lesnar in the face.
Basically.
In retaliation of of Brock Lesnar the week before, giving him the F5, which is Brock Lesnar's finishing move. And what else was I saying? So he pretty Brock Lesnar pretty much tackled him, and in a Lutez press kind of maneuver, and kept punching him in the face, and John Cena was busted up open.
Yeah.
I guess it shows you, I mean, if he's going to go up to Brock Lesnar, he should have punched him instead of slapped him in the face like that. But,
I thought the slap was better. Because what better way to embarrass a man than by slapping him as a bitch? Slapping him like a bitch, I should say.
He got embarrassed afterwards because he got busted up wide open.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And they had an old school, you know, backstage clearing brawl where all the wrestlers try to, you know, break up the fight.
Yep.
And, of course, the two, you know, wrestlers somehow break out of the fight and start, you know, brawling against each other. So that's going to set up for their encounter at Extreme Rules.
Yeah, and when is Extreme Rules? Because I'm not freaking sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure myself, too. But, should check that out. Check that out quickly. But I don't know when Extreme Rules, I thought it was today, but I assume it must be next week, because it might be too soon.
Yeah, but
with TNA having their own pay-per-view lockdown tonight, I don't think they'd put their shows at the same exact time. So.
And no one cares about that.
But I'm going to see if I could find out quickly when it starts. I mean, when's the event. But in any case, you have any last comments?
No, not really. It's just hope the Yankees win tonight against those Angels, and hope the Knicks finish off the season strong. As they go into the playoffs.
Hopefully they'll get their act together and play the bounce back from this horrible loss.
Yeah.
And hopefully, finally, I actually win a playoff game in a series.
Yep.
At the very minimum.
That's
way more.